College English Test, Band 4, Part 2, Listening Comprehension.
Section A, Directions. In this section, you'll hear three news reports. At the end of each news report, you'll hear two or three questions. Both the news report and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. News Report 1. Good morning. In today's headlines, Scotland's Transport Minister has warned of potentially extreme weather conditions as heavy snow is forecast across the country later this week. Orange warnings are in force for many areas for Wednesday and Thursday. The Transport Minister advised people in parts of Scotland covered by the Orange Alert to avoid travel on Wednesday. This is what he said to us. The Orange Warning may be raised to red in some areas. That is a warning for snow that has never been seen since the modern system came into place in Scotland. The Orange Warning has been extended until 6 p.m. on Thursday. Trains, planes and ferries are also likely to be affected, with a wind chill that could see parts of Britain feeling as cold as minus 15 degrees Celsius. The head of road policing said, "I would urge drivers to take extra care on the roads for their journeys. Drivers should make sure they are prepared for their journey with warm clothing, food and drink, sufficient fuel and a charged mobile phone. There could be significant traffic delays, so please start to plan your journey now and consider if you really need to travel when conditions are this poor."
Questions 1 and 2 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 1. What were people in parts of Scotland advised to do? Question 2. What did the head of road policing urge drivers to do? News Report 2. Romania's wetlands are coming back to life, thanks to help from local communities, the World Wildlife Fund, and funding from the European Union. Roughly 2,224 acres of the picturesque Danube Delta, home to 300 species of birds, have filled with wildlife. The land has been connected to the network of lakes and streams in the area. A lot of birds have migrated to the area, and one doesn't need to travel long hours anymore or go to other lakes to watch the birds, says Ian Muta, deputy mayor of Mamoudia. The area around Mamoudia, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is the third most biodiverse in the world, after Australia's Great Barrier Reef and the Galapagos Islands. Groups used earth-moving equipment to restore the waterways. Government officials proposed to protect the area's endangered wild fish by issuing a fishing ban over the next decade.
Questions 3 and 4 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 3. What is the news report mainly about? Question 4. What did government officials propose to do to protect the endangered fish? News Report 3. Scott Dunn recently awoke from the medically induced sleep he'd been in after a car accident. He was heartbroken after realizing he had missed his high school graduation, so his classmates decided to give him another chance. It was just a month ago that East Juniata High School seniors met in their school's auditorium for graduation, and last week they did it again. Scott's car accident was on May 22nd, just 3 days before the ceremony. I remember waking up in the hospital and asking Mum what date it was. She told me it was the 28th, he said. I looked at her and said, I missed my graduation. The school's principal, Mr. Fawzi, called Scott's mum, Karen, and said that everybody wanted to do something special for him. Students wore their caps and gowns and sat in the front of the auditorium. Scott's parents, Karen and Scott Sr., sat front and center. After brief speeches, Scott's name was called, only Scott's name. He walked across the stage as the audience cheered. A graduation for one. I'm speechless, Scott said. I don't know how to even explain it. I'm speechless to know that so many people are behind me.
Questions 5 to 7 are based on the news report you have just heard. Question 5. What happened to Scott a month ago? Question 6. What did Scott ask about when he regained consciousness? Question 7. Why was Scott speechless at the graduation ceremony? Section B, Directions. In this section, you will hear two long conversations. At the end of each conversation, you will hear four questions. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
How do you like your new flexible working arrangement? Do you enjoy working from home?
Yes and no. I find the isolation challenging at times. Apart from my mother, not too many people I know have time for phone chats during working hours. I tried the library, but found I wasn't really keen on working there.
No, neither would I. I find the library a bit too quiet. I'd lack inspiration or stimulation, which would be counterproductive to getting a lot of work done.
I found the same thing. So lately, I've been going out to cafes occasionally. I love the noise, the people, the busyness of a cafe, the sense of being out in the world.
Coffee shops seem to have effectively become office spaces for so many people in this digital age. Though I'm not sure how cafe owners feel about it, having so many people who go to their places to work rather than drink and eat.
Yes, some people seem to spend a lot of time there and not order much. The most annoying ones for cafe owners must surely be those, usually only two of them, who occupy a table for six with their laptops and paperwork.
They should sit at a table for two, not at a table for six. Some obviously stay so long they need to plug their laptops into a power outlet. I nearly tripped over someone's computer electrical lead the other day in my local cafe.
It's a double-edged sword, no doubt about that, for a cafe owner. While remote workers help to keep the cafe full in quiet times, they can take up valuable table space in busy periods.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 8. What does the woman say is the disadvantage of working from home? Question 9. What does the man say is counterproductive to getting work done in the library? Question 10. What does the woman like about doing one's work in a cafe? Question 11. What is most annoying for cafe owners, according to the woman? Conversation 2.
I'm going to start looking for another job. I can't see myself getting an opportunity to progress at my company anytime in the near future. And I really think my skills and abilities deserve a higher salary.
You're not going to quit, are you?
I'm thinking I might as well. Then I can devote more time and energy to finding a better position at another company.
But you've been at your present company less than 2 years, haven't you? This will be the third time you've left a job in the last 5 years. If you do several jobs in a relatively short span of time, prospective employers might perceive that you lack loyalty. That could make them wary and reluctant to employ you.
Unfortunately, loyalty doesn't pay. Even if I get a promotion at my company, it's likely to be less sizable than if I were to get a job elsewhere. And even if I get a promotion, I'm not guaranteed to get a raise. I had that experience at another company I worked at.
They wanted you to take on more work and responsibility, but for the same amount of money?
More or less, yes. The way I see it, through having different jobs, I've gathered a lot of experience in different jobs and in different industries.
But potential employers might worry that that experience is not deep or thorough enough.
Perhaps. But I feel pretty confident that I can sell myself. You know what they say, fortune favors the brave.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What makes the woman think about changing her job? Question 13. What does the man say about people who keep changing their jobs? Question 14. What does the woman say would happen even if she got promoted in her current company? Question 15. What benefit has the woman gained from changing her jobs frequently?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear three passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear three or four questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. There is a saying that goes something along the lines of, you must love yourself first before you can love someone else. Similarly, I personally believe that you must be comfortable and happy in your own company
before you can truly be yourself in the company of others. There is a massive difference between being lonely and being alone. Loneliness is a horrible feeling. However, you don't have to actually be alone to feel that way. Many times, I've felt lonely when surrounded by a big group of people. In contrast, being alone can actually be a blessing, particularly when you've actively chosen it. In my experience, being bored and alone is dangerous and can easily lead to the feeling of loneliness. The trick is to be active. Get outside, stretch your legs, do something cultural, buy yourself something tasty to eat or something pretty to wear. You don't have to take anyone else into consideration and can do whatever you please. Spending time alone also allows you to more efficiently take care of problems. And then, when it's time to be social and meet up with your friends, you will be fully there because you won't have too much other stuff floating around in your mind. Having been alone for a bit, you will also appreciate your friends' company more, and chances are your time spent together will be more worthwhile.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does the speaker say about being alone? Question 17. What does the speaker say helps reduce one's feeling of loneliness? Question 18. What is an advantage of spending one's time alone? Passage 2. When I turned 12, I worked summers at my father's small brick cleaning business. I remember the harsh, acid smell of the cleaning solution and the scraping sound of stiff iron brushes against rough brick. It was tempting to hurry a job just to finish, but anybody who worked for Thomas Calhoun had to meet his standards, and that included me. If I messed up, he made me stay late until I got it right. My father wasn't being mean. He demanded the same of himself. Every brick he cleaned on a house stood out like a red jewel in a white setting. It was his signature. In 1970, when I was 20, I got married and moved out of my parents' modest place into a housing project. Drugs and gang violence were just beginning to plague the projects. Some of my friends went to jail. Some were killed. My wife, Verlin, was 18, and nobody gave our marriage a chance. But we believed in each other, and our faith made us strong. When we married, I worked as a stock clerk at Southwest Superfoods. It was hard, tedious work. Each Friday night, a truck came with cases of food that had to be unloaded, priced, and placed on shelves. Most of the stock clerks tried to get Friday night off, but I was always ready to work. By Saturday morning, all the cans and jars in my aisle were placed with the labels facing smartly out, like a line of soldiers on review. That was my signature. I took pride in a job nobody wanted.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What do we learn about the speaker's father? Question 20. What does the speaker say about the housing project? Question 21. What do we learn about the speaker as a stock clerk? Passage 3. Watching more than 3 hours of television a day doubles memory loss in older people. A new study of more than 3,000 adults suggests. Scientists at University College London used memory and fluency tests on the same group of people 6 years apart. They found that those who watched on average less than 3 hours television a day showed a decline of around 4 to 5%, while those who tended to watch more than 3 hours a day declined by an average of 8 to 10%. The research team say they believe the alert but passive nature of television watching may be creating stress on the mind, which contributes to memory decline. Older people who watch more television are also less likely to undertake activities known to preserve mental functioning, such as reading or interactive screen-based pursuits, such as using the internet or playing video games. The researchers say that television viewing may be a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, but more research is needed to establish a link. While watching television may have educational benefits and relaxation benefits, the researchers advise that adults over the age of 50 should try and ensure that television viewing is balanced with other contrasting activities. If you're concerned that the amount of television you're watching could have a negative impact on your health, you should limit the amount of TV you watch each day and undertake some healthy hobbies.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 22. By what means did scientists at University College London measure memory loss? Question 23. What contributed to memory decline in the participants? Question 24. What do the researchers say about their finding concerning the link between TV viewing and Alzheimer's disease? Question 25. What do the researchers suggest older people do?
This is the end of listening comprehension.